USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As more than 5,000 migrants from Central America remain camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border near Tijuana, hoping to gain asylum in the United States, Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan says this is a reminder that immigration was
the single biggest issue that the American people elected Republicans to accomplish in 2016.
Jordan says it proves that from many people's perspective, build the wall is not just a slogan.
The things that have happened in the last few weeks with this caravan, everyone understands this needs to get done, so let's get it done.
A U.S. military tragedy. An explosion in Afghanistan today leaves 3 U.S. service members dead and 3 others injured. An improvised explosive device went off just southwest of Kabul. An American contractor was wounded. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Federal prosecutors say the president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, violated his plea deal by lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Danny Cavallos is a legal analyst for NBC News.
Manafort's lies, at least as the government perceived them, must have reached a point where even the government, Mueller's team, decided that we can't use him anymore.
He was speaking on MSNBC. Word is Russia is looking like it may be ready to launch a large-scale ground invasion into Ukraine. The Northeast is now getting hit by a winter storm that's already left the Midwest under a lot of snow and ice. The National Weather Service says heavy rains are going to turn to snow in New England. Upstate New York and northern Maine could see at least a foot. Winter storm warnings in effect throughout the Northeast. Cyber Monday is setting a record, apparently. Shoppers spending a record $7.9 billion by the time Cyber Monday ended on the West Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
NASA's InSight lands on the red planet Mars. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports from the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
InSight is on the ground on Mars.
It's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's InSight spacecraft lands on the red planet Mars. Scott Harris, planetary geologist at the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Every bit of information that we get is exciting.
Scott and I watching the landing together on a live feed from Mission Control.
We're watching here. Obviously, the flight teams, engineers, and scientists are extremely excited.
So what are we going to learn from all this?
There's no evidence of anything living at the surface of Mars today. And in fact, it'd be very difficult because the conditions are hostile to life there. But we're always trying to understand the history of Mars, primarily to understand, could there have been life there in the past? That's one of the key things that everyone studying Mars, whether it's looking at the core of the mantle or looking at the rocks on the surface, looking at the history of water there.
And the World Meteorological Organization says there is a 75 to 80% chance that a weak El Nino could form within 3 months. That natural event causes change in the Pacific Ocean's temperature, and it affects weather patterns around the globe. Sea surface temps in the tropical Pacific have been at a weak El Nino level since October, increasing the confidence of these forecasters. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.